Over the Bay, and I'm just giving the nod to Magic Over the Bay due to the fact that it does meet steam, and I think 4 kilos better off at the weights today. I would have preferred a little bit of sting out of the ground for Magic Over the Bay, but look, he'll be powering home. He's got the 54 kilos on his back, and Robbie Dolan. Steeman's had a great preparation. Has already won 3 races this time in, including that Dubbo Cup last start, and did notch up a victory in the Forbes Cup as well. 3 Welcome Art, interestingly enough, but this horse was placed in the Bathurst Cup earlier this year in 2019, so he might be able to get into the placings again at the second edition. And 11 Lucky Elixirs, I think, is the best of the roughies. Another one that would have appreciated a bit more given the track. 5, 1, 3, and 11.
So 5, 1, 3, and 11, and just having a look at the last race now, race number 8, which is the Panorama. The new race, Scratchings are 5, Cape Domain and 12, Atelier. 10 Press Box here for Dean Murfin's, the $2.90 favourite. 2 Westlink is $7, 1 Sugar Dance is $7.50, 4 Gadfly and 9 Nations both $9, and down the bottom, 16 Star of O'Reilly, nearly missed it. It's the second favourite, in fact, at $4.80.
10, 1, 2 and 6, the tips here, going with Pressbox. She's done a great job since joining Dean Murfin's stable. She put 3 wins on end at Bathurst Parks and Bathurst once more before finishing a third at Randwick, went first up for 14 weeks. That was behind Lady Demi in a Class 3 Highway. Didn't have a great deal of luck that day. You could make a case that she should have nearly won. She was held up at a couple of times in the straight. She's got gate 2, 54.5 kilos on her back, and I'm just hoping she really holds her form here leading into the Kosciuszko, because she does have a slot. 1 Sugar Dance, he's an old war horse. I think he'll be suited back to the 1,300 metres today. He'll likely find the front and give a big kick. Got a big weight, 63 minus a kilo and a half for Kate Cowan. The 2 Westlink, one of my favourite horses, a bit disappointing at Dubbo last time when a beaten favourite behind Under the Thumb, but the previous win at Dubbo was a cracker, and 6 Bravissimo should get the right run here from gate number 1, and it looked pretty good when finishing second to Sugar Dance in the Mudgy Mug last outing. 10, 1, 2 and 6.
So 10, 1, 2, 6 in the last, and just recapping your best, mate.
Yeah, the best bets come late in the day. Race 7, number 5, Magic Over the Bay. I think he can win the Bathurst Cup. And race 8, number 10, that Press Box. She's in good form. I'm hoping she can chalk up another win.
Thanks very much, Mick. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
So, Mick Wallace there. It's 28 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Fred Hastings with Pacing Rewind. But first of all, I've got some news, a bit of Kosciuszko news, which has just come through. Matt Dale has announced that Notation will be running for the stable in the Kosciuszko and will go straight into the race a month between runs after running second in the Tibby on Newcastle Cup Day. There you go. So Notation lining up in the Kosciuszko for Matt Dale.
On the Pace, every weekday morning at 10:30.
Righto, Fred Hastings joins me now for Pacing Rewind, and Freddy, another big night of action at the SCG.
Yeah, super night. Is that what we're here to talk about?
Thought I might start off on a happy note for you.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Yeah, look, I was pretty wrapped. Those that know me well know that I'm a bit of a fanatical supporter. So, it was a tough watch at times, but the Roosters came through, and they'll play the Green Machine next Sunday night. Cannot wait. Looking forward to it, mate. But, yes, there was a big night at Menangle as well.
How was the action last night at Tabcorp Park?
Some very nice horses went around, Simon. I think certainly from a future viewpoint, the first race, Motto Gate Crasher, won for Team Tritton. They actually bookended the card quite aptly on AFL Grand Final Day. The last race, they won at 12-1 with AFL, driven by Jimmy Douglas. And as I said, Team Tritton won the first. Real Stride, Cameron Hart. Cameron continued his good trot, winning race 2. Very improved horse, Ray's Choice. Geez, it's racing well. It's pretty tough, and it did a good job to win the third. And speaking of tough, Sergei, I thought it was nearly one of the wins of the night. Sat 3 wide and then found the breeze. It was probably 600-700 metres in the 3 wide line before it got to the breeze, and then it had a good battle with McLemore before grabbing it to win for Jeff Dorn. That was a terrific performance by Sergei, and might be a horse to follow. We had a 50-1 winner in the trot, Pegasus Elegance. Look, she's always been a very useful trotting mare. She tracked into the race nicely for Jack Traynor, and she was the first of Blake Fitzpatrick's two winners. He won later in the night with Pat Stanley after a nice cosy run behind. Ziggy Rocks won one of the country finals. I was really impressed with this horse. Had a terrific dash, turn of foot, sat in behind them, got to the outside, and when Robert Morris let it down, it really motored away from the field. And again, Ziggy Rocks might be one to keep an eye on from a future viewpoint. And the other winner I hadn't mentioned, aside from the feature race, the other winner was Our Wall Street Wolf. It came from a fair way back, came right down the outside to claim victory. But Simon, last night was pretty much all about one horse, and he was certainly the cynosure of all eyes in the Les Chant Group 3 free-for-all, and I'm referring to Bling It On.
It's still Lurum Creek, the leader. Bling It On is about to get another clear at the right time, and then came Coco's Fella as they flattened in. 27-3 the split. Lurum Creek leads. Bling It On now produced. It's Bling It On going up to hit the lead from Lurum Creek down the outside. Lord Zinzan Joe, star of Mia. But Bling It On, he's back, baby. Bling It On has dashed away. 50 to go. Here's a great racetrack reappearance, and it's Bling It On. Bling It On wins the Group 3 and beats Lord Zinzan, Lurum Creek, behind those then on the
replay there of the Les Chant free-for-all last night. Bling It On saluting Freddie, and Luke McCarthy joins us now. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Terrific performance, Luke. A personal best, 150.2. He didn't just come back, he came back in grand style, and let's just remember, he's been 68 weeks off racing.
Yeah, he felt super, Freddie. A bit like... even in his work, he feels as good as he ever has, and we sort of did say that if we didn't think he'd get back to the absolute top level, we wouldn't sort of carry on with him. And just the way he's been working and coming out in trial good, and then raced last night in career best time, he seems better than ever.
Let's just rewind a little bit. Of course, he last raced on the 9th of June 2018, and the decision was made to stand him. He was retired, so to speak, from racing. And then after he did his stud duties, you noticed he was putting on a bit of put and needed to go in the paddock. But it was when you put him in the paddock, you noticed he was keen as ever.
Yeah, initially when he had the fall in Brisbane a couple of years ago now, Freddie... he's got that bad scar on his knee, and anyway, we done sort of rehabbed him and got him back, and he come back and won three in a row, and was going really good. He just sort of we thought he might have just re-hurt it a little bit, and then coming up to them other races as that period of the season went on, he just wasn't right, and he must have been hurting him, so we pulled the pin on him, and he had 10 months out, and he's run around the paddock under the dollar, and his leg looked amazing. So we thought we'll just work him up through the winter and keep him. He was getting a bit too fat anyway, and keep him in condition. And then in the back of our minds, if we're happy with him, we carry on. And yeah, that's the result last night.
It was a great moment. I could tell for you it meant a lot, because you don't normally, give salutes with the whip, in a Group 3, but just a little flick of the whip and a bit of a smile on the dial. I think you really enjoyed that.
Oh, for sure. It's like this horse has been out here since he was a yearling, and, seen him get developed right through, from champion two-year-old and three-year-old and... right through every year of racing, and for him to come out and go like that last night, first up off a break, being an older stallion, like you'd think the rumble only improved him, and he's come out and gone that good. So yeah, it was a massive thrill.
He's a 9-year-old now, but gee, when you take into account some of the races, he's raced at the top echelon. He's a Hunter Cup winner. He won a Gold Coast Cup, a Derby at three in Queensland. He was, a bit stiff in the New South Wales Derby. He was second in a Chariots. He's just been a mercurial horse, a racehorse. He's also got yearlings on the ground.
Yeah, he's been just a star, Freddie. Like, he's raced at the absolute top level. Every year, his first start in late January as a two-year-old and went right through that season, won a Breeders' Crown, and then come out and won four Derbies. Every year he's just done the job, and he never raced unless it was a feature race. Like, he never went around just for the sake of it. So considering he's nine, he hasn't had all that many starts because he only raced when he had to. And his oldest copper foals are yearlings now. So I think we'll be all looking forward to breaking them in the new year and see how they get up and go.
You said he gave you a good feel. He felt as good as he'd ever felt. Did that surprise you a little bit, given you know, that he's been away from the track so long and he has raced at that high level? Were you a little bit surprised just how good he went?
Not really, Freddie. Just off his work, he's been, like, really good and sharp. And his trial the other day, he jogged in 51. So, you know, we expected him to come out and go low 50s or high 49s and last night. So he's pretty fit, and his next run now, he'll go to the Victorian Cup in a fortnight.
So that's his next go, the Vic Cup, a couple of weeks' time. He went 150 and two. It's hard to believe that was a personal best when he was off the scene for so long. And you just said then, you the expectation might have been he might have gone even a little bit quicker. That's just how good the horse is going then.
Yeah, I think so. They were second quicker during the middle of the race, he would have done it just as easy because he follows that speed so good. So, but look, we're really happy with him. He's pulled up good this morning, and looking forward to having a crack at the Vic Cup in a fortnight.
Just on a personal level, Luke, and I've often referred to you, and I hope you don't mind, as Cool Hand Luke. You're pretty cool under pressure, and not much seems to faze you. But did you feel any pressure coming into last night's race, just on a personal level, knowing that, you know, it's a big risk when you have a horse as good as he's been to bring him back to the races? I know he was working well and he trialled okay, but did you feel any pressure just hoping that he would perform the way he did?
Not really, Freddie. No, I was really confident with him, actually. He'd just been, like, I'd driven him in his work and everything, just been too good to not go good. And like I said, the stable wouldn't have started him if we weren't confident he'd come out and at least go that good. So, no, he's, when you're on the track with him, he's just such a professional. He gives you a lot of confidence when you're driving him.
One thing I noticed with him, I had the 1050s on him just as you were giving Lurum Creek the go by, and he just really stuck the head out. He really wanted it. It was almost like, and I've said it before, like he hadn't been away from the track. He really bulldogged his head and really wanted the line. And again, coming into a race like the Vic Cup, it's hard to believe he's going to be running in a Group 1 in a couple of weeks, but having had so much time off. But he just looked like, hey, I'm here to race. Look out.
Yeah, he's such a good gated horse too, Freddie. Like, he's good to drive. He wears no gear, like no head check, open bridle, no boots. Like, he's just a total professional, and he wants to do it, and he felt super.
Before I let you go, you had, you've got an array of, you know, fast class horses in your stable, but I just have to mention Cruz went around in the Kilmore Cup the other night. You must have been thrilled with its performance.
Yeah, he was really good. So he sort of, like, he came from about 5 lengths off him, 3 well without cover, and on the line finished right on San Carlo as well. So I think if he had a draw there, you know, in front or sat behind the leader, he probably goes close considering he made up that much ground. But yeah, he looks like he's going to take the next step to them better races.
Where's he headed?
He'll get nominated for the Vic Cup as well. Hopefully get a run in that.
Right, so it could be a dual prong attack, perhaps even more. But it certainly, he's a horse that he put the writing on the wall a couple of weeks ago at Menangle, didn't he? I think we spoke after that win, and he gave the impression that he looks like he can take that next step. And he did mix it with some nice horses on Thursday. So good luck with him, and good luck with Bling It On. As I said, I think he was the story of the night last night. He came back. The expectations were high, and he let no one down.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks, heaps, Ray.
Thanks for coming on, Luke, and having a chat about Bling It On. Simon, Luke McCarthy there. He is Cool Hand Luke. Any pressure, Luke? No, not really. And that's pretty much how he is. He's just such a laid-back character, and it shows on the track too. One other thing I must mention, Simon, and as you're well aware, over the last few weeks, we've talked about some young drivers and talented drivers. I was thrilled to see young Ryan Sanderson notch up his first win last night at Newcastle on that grand campaigner Don Boston. We often see Don Boston run around on a Tuesday at Menangle, and he's one of those horses. He's got terrific gait speed. He rips along in front, sometimes gets, you know, 10, 15, 20 metres in front of the field, and you're sort of wondering whether he can keep going up the long straight. Sometimes he does. Other times other horses have his measure. But he went to Newcastle last night, and Brad Abbott entrusted the steer with Ryan Sanderson. I'd be doubting whether Ryan's driving total is hit double figures yet, so it was quite a bit of trust Brad put in young Ryan, and he didn't let him down, and he got Don Boston first out and first home. So another fledgling career kicks off with Ryan Sanderson, and well done to him, and I'm sure his mum and dad, Shane and Naomi, would be absolutely tickled pink.
And we'll be up to the canola fields of Yugara soon, I believe, Freddie.
Yeah, we've got Yugara coming up, the heats. I think Mick Dumersney's on deck for those. And Mark McNamara, who's recently rejoined the Sky team, he'll be covering the final, if my memory serves me correctly. So that'll be next week, of course, the Canola Cup final. But the heats are coming up, or the big program today. So big day, and can't wait. But seven more sleeps, Simon.
Righto, Freddie, good stuff. I hear. Enjoy the week ahead. It'll be a long one, I'm tipping.
I'm going to go and get all my East jerseys out, Roosters jerseys, and dry clean them, so I'm ready to wear one every day.
Good stuff, Freddie. Thanks very much for your help.
Cheers.
It's 14 minutes to 11.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are combining to bring you everything in racing. Race tips, podcasts, race replays, and opinions from our array of form analysts. On Twitter, go to Sky Racing AU. And this spring, make it your number one home.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Exclusive Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
13 minutes to 11 o'clock, and Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is with me. Yeah, Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you this day?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the million-dollar chase been this last week? I see we've got the last of the regional finals to be staged at Goulburn today.
It's been a very arduous campaign. I know how Bart's horse has felt leading into a Melbourne Cup now. We've been here, there and everywhere, and the 14th regional final will be held this afternoon at Goulburn. So then we're done for the regionals, and we've got city qualifiers next Saturday night at Wentworth Park, with another 8 greyhounds will get through to the semis, and then the following Friday night, October 11th, 64 dogs will race around for 8 spots in the semi and for 8 spots for the final of the million-dollar chase. So it's, we're getting close, Simon. We are definitely getting close.
And through the week, we heard the news that the Hoodoo Gurus will be playing on the big final night.
Yeah, indeed. The Hoodoo Gurus, they'll be performing courtesy of Greyhounds as Pets, for Greyhounds as Pets, and obviously all proceeds from the $20 ticket sales will go to Greyhounds as Pets. And, it's fantastic to have the Hoodoos on board, and obviously everyone will remember, of course, My Girl, shot 35 years ago, gee. 35 years ago, and it featured a greyhound called My Girl that raced at Harold Park in the film clip. It's well worth hopping onto YouTube and having a look just to cast the memories back of what it was like back then, particularly racing around Harold Park.
Terrific. Now, what happened last night with some of the dogs that have won from the Gardens and Wagga, ones that have caught the eye?
Mate, there was some great performances. The Victorians were expected to dominate in Wagga. Didn't turn out to be the case. And at the Gardens, we've got a new second favourite for the $1 million chase. Get It Gizmo won the heat up there, or the qualifier up there. And as a result of that, it's now into $12 second favourite behind Feral Frankie. But obviously the one that we do want to focus on, Simon, is the Wagga Wagga $1 million chase regional final, which was won by Ultimate Speed, if we want to have a quick listen.
They're set at Wagga. Stand by for a start. Ultimate Speed is the inside at Wagga. They're set. Racing and away in a brilliant line. Black Opium's going very fast early. So too is Deliver. Deliver and Black Open. Opium lead. Ultimate Speed out of all. So all Deliver got put out of pace as they race to the back. And Ultimate Speed, the leader, leads away from Black Opium second, followed by There's a Catch. Back behind those runners, Perfect Marshall at the head of the others. They're followed by Extra Gear running on above Sunlit Consuela and further back Fire and Smoke around the turn. Ultimate Speed is in front. Ultimate Speed's hanging on. Wins it from Black Opium third with There's a Catch, and they were followed behind those runners next by Perfect Marshall over the line. Then came Extra Gear at the head of the others. Further back now, Deliver was put right out of contention on the first turn and has pulled up quickly.
So the replay there of Ronnie Knight's call last night from Wagga Wagga Mick, and Ultimate Speed took the cash. And Ultimate Speed's trainer Brian Smith joins us on the line now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Brian. Well done last night. And as you said, Ultimate Speed, he liked two tracks, the home track and the other track, Wentworth Park. So they're both good options heading into the semi-finals of the $1 million chase.
Yeah, it couldn't be better.
But you told me the story last night of how you actually put him in the South Australian Derby and didn't have a lot of luck in the heat and was drawn as first reserve in the final. And had he got a start in that final, he wouldn't have been in the Wagga $1 million chase heat.
That's right, Michael. Yeah, he wouldn't have been. They never had a scratch in, so he got the run in it.
Mate, he's obviously got a lot of ability. You've had him for a while. I think you got him after the first couple of starts. Is that right?
Yeah, he had two starts when I got him, mate. And then he's just gone on leaps and bounds. He just gets better. Like, he's only had 13 starts, I think. And he just never takes a backward step.
The visitors were tipped to be the one. Obviously, Deliver broke the track record the week before, and Black Opium's got a very impressive resume. But as you have pointed out, it takes a bit of getting used to around that Wagga track.
Oh, it is, mate. There's no doubt. Well, they're two of the best sprinters in Australia, but they got to be able to handle it. But they had a bit of trouble. Two kennel mates caused themselves trouble. He just had a little bit of luck at the first corner, and that was it.
Mate, he's been to Wenny before. He's run 29.6. He obviously, as we mentioned, he does have a liking for the headquarters circuit.
Yes, mate, he does. Yeah.
Mate, you won a Wagga Cup a few years ago, and that obviously was a pretty big highlight for a local bloke. How does this sit as far as highlights of the training career of Brian Smith so far?
Oh no, it's right up there for sure. It's probably one of the better wins we've had in life for sure. But anyway, it's just another race at the moment. We'll keep going.
Mate, will you bring him up next week for another look around Wenny, or will you just go straight into the semis from here?
Oh, you'll go straight into the semis from now, mate. I might go somewhere else and give him a run, but no, he won't front up there till the 11th.
Mate, it's the way the series is set up, it's regional dogs and smaller trainers do get the opportunity to mix it with the big boys. You're fairly confident that he's capable of mixing it with some of the bigger, more high-profile dogs, given a bit of luck and a box draw?
Oh, no doubt in the world, mate. I expect him to probably get down to 29.5 at Wendy. He might even go quicker. I don't know. The dog's going better now than when he won before. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens on the night.
No, well, 29.5 is that would have won last year's $1 million chase grand final. So, mate, you never know. And as I said, Brian, mate, congratulations for last night. Best of luck for 2 weeks' time, and thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Cheers, mate. There he was, Simon. Now, Brian Smith, he's got a runner into the semi-finals of the $1 million chase. And as we just mentioned, the series was set up with a regional focus this year, and it's great to see stories like guys like Brian getting dogs through the semi-finals, and it's not an isolated case. It's been the case everywhere. We've seen the smaller trainers able to thwart some of the bigger kennels and get their dogs into the semi-finals as well. So the series is doing what it set out to do.
So Brian Smith there with Ultimate Speed from Wagga. How about the Gardens and Maitland? How did Federal Lily go?
Mate, Federal Lily, it was Peter Lagagione, actually, he was very impressed with the run. He said it was only her second run over 500 since coming back from injury. She did that back muscle injury 4 or 5 months ago, so it's only the second run over 500 in 4 or 5 months. So he was delighted. She obviously led. She did get run down by Get It Gizmo, but as I said, he was very happy. He's now got another couple of weeks to work with her. She's into the semis. An inside box draw, and she loves Wentworth Park, as we have seen through that Golden Easter egg period, Simon. So it's a good chance that she could potentially, you know, progress out of the semis into the final and have a crack at another big one.
So is the semis, does it take just the winner, or is it top two?
No, winner only out of the semis. It's really cutthroat. Eight semis, eight winners, and only the winners get through, which makes for a great night racing. Semi-final night's a fantastic night. And final night's obviously huge because of what's at stake, but semi-final night, with winners only advancing, it's just a fantastic night of racing. And that'll be on October 11th, Friday night. So well worth getting to Wenty on that night as well as the final night.
And I was just going to say, from last Friday, Smooth Act took out the Lismore Regional Final.
Did indeed. Now, again, another case of a local, you know, for Rob Cook up there. A lot of Queenslanders crossed the border to come down, and we saw that at Casino a week or so beforehand. And that series was won by, you know, a local dog, you know, Painted Picture. This series at Lismore, a lot of Queenslanders came across the border again. And again, another local, Robert Cook, Smooth Act, came with a flashing burst. You know, ran sensational sectionals to get home. Ran over the top of another local, Bad Neighbour, and the Queenslanders were in there for third and fourth, Damn Slippy and Infrared Lad. So there's a couple of Queenslanders in. There's obviously a stack of Victorians that have made their way through some of these regional series, and I'm sure we'll see a whole heap of interstaters plus some good local dogs that'll front up at Wentworth Park next Saturday night for those qualifiers as well.
And a finalist from the Golden Easter Egg in April, Banjo Tiffier, took out the regional final at Nowra last Sunday.
Yeah, it was a good win and a good story. As you said, she came on season after making that Easter Egg final, so she was put out for a little while, and then she came back, and she's been building up. The trainer, Chris O'Brien's been building her up to the longer distance, and yeah, put her in at Nowra, which is a home track, and she performed well in the semi, and then came out and led her a merry dance in the final, and so she got through. The incredible story about her is that, yeah, she's a granddaughter of a dam called Tiffy. Tiffy's the mother of her mother, Tafia. Tiffy's also the mother of another brew bitch called Solar Pack, who's the mother of Feral Frankie and Good Odds Harada and Good Odds Buddy and all the rest in that litter. So essentially, Banjo Tafia is a granddaughter of Tiffy, and Feral Frankie is a grandson of Tiffy. So that bloodline, you know, it's blue blood. It really is.
Absolutely. Now, we've got 3 minutes till 11 o'clock, so we need to touch on Feral Frankie. Another best of the night performance last night at Wendy.
A fantastic performance. Yeah, it took Feral Frankie a little while to haul in Bucks Future, who, fantastic front runner, jumped in front from the one and really looked as though he was home. But Feral Frankie ground him down. 29.74, yeah, that's clearly the fastest time of the night. Great performance. There was a lot of dogs there last night who were having a look at the track in preparation for those semi-finals and others in preparation for next week's qualifiers. The other one that obviously stood out was Shimmer Shine. Andrea Daly's the Bulleye Regional winner. And Shimmer Shine trialled there last week in 29.81 and went around last night. Looked at a bit strange to the track, but good effort to win in 29.93. And now Shimmer Shine, very promising dog. 8 wins from 10 starts. Certainly going to be a presence in the semi-final, Simon.
Well done, Mick. Now, we should just touch on Goulburn today. That's a good card of racing.
Hey, fantastic card. I was down at Goulburn on Tuesday for the heat, so it's, you know, it's a fantastic complex. It's a great day down there. Not as cold as everyone thinks. It's actually, the sun was out on Tuesday. It was a lovely day. And as you said, it's a great day's racing. That final, that'll be a cracker. Deb Coleman's dog, Immediate, was fastest qualifier out of the heats. But Neil Staines has got a dog called Lightning Vision that just loves going around Goulburn. It's at 5 starts, 4 wins around there, runs some very fast times. And they'll be the two that I think that will potentially fight that race out this afternoon, and hopefully both can make it through to the semi-finals the following, well, a week and a half time.
Looking forward to another big week of action. Mick, thanks very much for your help.
All good, Simon. Have a good week, mate.
You too. There he is, Mick Cowley. We'll take a quick break and then we'll get stuck into the whip around.
I'm Mo Hope, and I want to tell you about my sister, Vinny. She loves watching footy, especially when I'm playing. She loves going shopping, clubbing, and she loves 10-pin bowling, especially when she beats me. She's smart, funny, and the most beautiful person I know. Vinny also has Mebius syndrome, meaning she needs full-time care, and that's the role I've taken on. She's my sister and I love her. That's why I care. This National Carers Week, tell us why you care at the Carers Week website.
Sky Sports Radio has your best racing start every morning.